Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
You guys, it's Rick Tittle.
All right, hey, 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 ho, 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 your ugly face has got to go. That's what I said to this week because it is Friday. Yo, what's going on? Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. Big hit in Neptune, not so much on Venus. I'm working on it. But Uranus, check out your anus. That's right, we'll get you. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. What the hell kind of show is this? Well, we talk sports normally. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, Quidditch, football, chess, checkers, rugby, cricket. But we do get into the entertainment realm as well, especially on a Friday in the first hour when we bring in the world-famous Jan Wall, film critic, Hollywood lifer, Hollywood insider. And we'll talk to Jan and a plethora of fantastic guests in the first hour. Second hour, we have more filmmakers as well, and I'll get you Rick's Picks, R-I-X-P-I-X, and I'll tell you who's going to win and who's going to lose in the National Football League. Also, we are on sportsbyline.com as we stream along. Go there, click Listen Live to hear the shows. If you'd like to send me an email, send those to Mr. Handsome at countpimpula.org. Or Captain Cool at imsogreat.net or rick@sportsbyline.com if you have to send it there. We're also on CRN Digital Plus 2. That's the cable radio network, channel 2, new cable provider, 35 million homes. And the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, twitch.tv. There I am on that high-def camera. So handsome. You can listen to us that way as well. If you want to send me a tweet, it is at Rick Tittle as I enunciate my T's. What's good, what's bad, what's ugly in the world of sports? The toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. And you got a film wreck, a movie wreck, a TV wreck as well. Let's wreck it together. Wreck it, Ralph, at 1-800-878-7529. Jan Wall on the other side. Come on back.
This is Claudia's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
I had just moved to a new city and barely even knew where the grocery store was yet. When my car wouldn't start one morning, I didn't know who to ask about local shops. But I remembered a name from back home, O'Reilly Auto Parts. I called and they pointed me to a great mechanic just down the street. Now I feel a little more at home.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Panera believes in saying yes. Yes to clean, fresh ingredients. Yes to the new chicken sausage and pepperoni flatbread topped with rich mozzarella. Yes to delicious mac and cheese. Yes to putting it on a sandwich, creating the grilled mac and cheese sandwich. And yes to impromptu road trips to Sandwich, Illinois. Because that's living life to the flavor fullest. Get $1 delivery when you order on our app. Panera, live your yes. Pricing and product availability may vary. Visit PaneraBread.com.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Let's bring in Jan Wall. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, Rick. I saw Spielberg's new West Side Story.
Well,
fabulous.
We are going to get
one
a
word, fabulous.
Fab. Let's talk about that as we go along, but let's get to our first guest because we're very happy to bring
in
George Kaskanlian. He is with the Another Hole in the Head Film Festival, which is running right now at the New People Cinema and online at Eventive and Zoom as well. And this is all part of SF Indie Fest. George, this is the 18th one. What kind of films do you pick for this? Because it's got such a great name.
We're playing... Hey, Rick, how you doing? Thanks for having me on the show. We're playing everything this year. Well, we have in the last 5 years, horror, sci-fi, fantasy, documentaries, dramas. We play it all, shorts to features.
What kind of documentaries? I'm nuts for documentaries.
We're doing a documentary on technology this year. And It's about how the world we live in and how everything's changing so fast and how other countries are handling it with the metaverse and with crypto. And we're also doing a couple of documentaries on horror. There's one called Metal and Horror about heavy metal, how heavy metal was implemented into all horror music from like the 80s and 90s. And then there's a bunch of little shorts to do that about that as well.
The theatrical admissions are $15 online at Eventive or Zoom, $10 each. You can find out more at ahith.com, A-H-I-T-H. And I know that you have more than 200 short films to go with 30 features as well. How do you sift through and, I guess, whittle it down to 200?
Yeah, it took a while. We had a lot of submissions this year, a lot of great stuff, but it's hard. We have a team of 6 people going through all this stuff and watching it, and it's a lot of stuff. But we picked the best. Everything was great, but it's just hard to do it. It's hard. It's hard.
You know, you lean towards kind of scary stuff sometimes, and it's my point of view, and I know Rick knows this, that the less you show of gore, the more you show of suspense, you know, it's the scariest. What do you think?
I agree. I love suspense. It keeps you on the edge of your seat. Horror's fun when you got a lot of splatterhouse horror and people chopping heads off and stuff like that and slashes coming at you through the dark. But a good suspense, it's usually my favorite.
Well, wait, mm-hmm. George, you said they're all great. There's not one just okay film?
These are all good, every single one. They're all top. You got to check it out. We're going on from December 1st to the 15th. We're doing 8 days at the New People Cinema. We're presenting a lot of local shorts, local features. There are a lot of filmmakers are flying in for that from the local end and from out of state. And then on Eventive, we got every single film on Eventive on demand, so you can play that whatever you want. And then live shows on Zoom, which are fun.
Let's talk about some of the films I saw. There's one called The Cloud, and it's a San Francisco film, one of those found footage horror things, and it's got a sinister app, right?
Yeah, it's a Zoom, takes place all on Zoom. It's really good. Yeah, that's plays next week.
The History of Metal and Horror. This is directed by Mike Schiff. This is one of these documentaries, and it's a pretty cool thing because it ties in heavy metal and why it leads itself into that sort of horror goth thing. I don't know if we've ever had a film about this.
Mm-hmm. No, we haven't. Yeah, no, we haven't. And it's really, really good. It's definitely people. You guys should definitely check that out on Eventive. If you guys love horror and metal. It goes really well.
Could you tell me some of your favorite, just to get a sense of your taste as programmer, your favorite horror films ever?
Well, one of my favorite horror films ever is when it came out for the first time. You probably don't like it that much anymore, but it was Blair Witch. When it came out in the beginning,
yeah.
The reason why is because I thought it was, I guess they were spinning it. There wasn't that much internet back then. So they were like, it was the old internet, so people were spinning it out like it was a real thing. So when it was only released in a couple of theaters, and when people were saying it was real, because I think it was one of the films that everybody thought was like a real found footage film.
Right.
So
right.
We thought it was real. So that really scared me in the theater. But I guess another film would be The Shining.
The Shining. Mm-hmm. That's a brilliant movie. But, you know, back to Blair Witch. When that came out, I thought of Orson Welles' War of the Worlds and how people were listening on the radio. They thought it was real.
Yeah.
And then Blair Witch comes out and these people are watching it and they think it's real. I mean, it's just nuts, you know, just nuts.
Yeah, so. It was crazy. I was in the theater. I saw it at the bridge down on Gary. It was a line around the block at midnight. And everybody was just the energy in the theater was crazy. We were all on the edge of our seats, and we thought it was real.
You know what?
And then we found out it wasn't.
I saw it at
Well, we don't know for sure.
I saw it at the exact same theater. I might have been there the night you were there.
God,
you know, when I think about the, like when I was a kid, you know, there were Super 8 cameras, and then if you wanted to film something, there was no way you could edit it without sophisticated equipment. Then you had to get a projector and make sure the light bulb didn't burn through the celluloid. But now we carry around a movie camera in our pockets. Have you seen such a rise of great film just because of the access of the everyday man and woman being able to make a movie now?
Yeah, the films are getting better and better. I don't know. It just the technology is helping. The films like from like 15 years ago, it's night and day. I mean, we have people making beautiful films on their phones and submitting them. It's amazing what the technology has done and how people are becoming these crazy like filmmakers. It looks like some of these films look like they're made for like $10,000. They look like a Hollywood film. There's a lot of talent out there. A lot of talent in the indie world for sure.
What is your favorite film of the festival? What do you have one?
Well, my favorite film. I mean. one of my favorite, well, my favorite, it's like an idea, what a movie that we're playing. There's one of my friends, he's he made, we're playing this movie called, it's Rocky Revision. He put all the Rockies, he spliced them all into one film.
Oh my gosh. That's okay. Like that. That's like that old Go Ape where you would watch all five Planet of the Apes in one day.
We're doing that as well too. We're doing, it's called Planet of the Apes Revision, and it's all the old Planet of the Apes from the 60s all spliced into one.
All right,
I love that.
That is
love
George Keskonlian, and he is with the 18th annual Another Hole in the Head Film Festival. By the way, it's going to begin at 6:30 tonight at the New People Cinema. And for more information about seeing it live or seeing it at eventive.org or zoom.us, just go to ahith.com, ahith.com. George, thanks for coming by. Congratulations on
thanks,
the fest.
George.
Right on, guys. Thank you. You guys have a good weekend.
All right, you too. And Jan Wall and I will be back. We got more entertainers on the other side. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is Sports Byline USA.
Es wird nie was anderes geben. Diesem Land habe ich Treue geschworen. Bin geboren in der Pfalz. Ich lieb dich nun mal, jeden Berg, jedes Tal, Heimatland, du mein schönes Pfälzerland.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
We'll be right back. so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
That's fabulous. Welcome back to the show, Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you, syndicated out of San Francisco nationally and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show a couple of gentlemen. And we have Kevin Corcoran, who is president and CEO of Artful Travels. And we also have a three-star general, Daniel Christman, and they're here to talk about a Voyager cruise called Spotlight on the World Wars, which is going to take place in August of next year. Kevin, let's start with you. This sounds like a fascinating cruise and a lot of history behind it. How did this all come into being?
Well, Rick, we were approached by the World War II Museum in 2018. With the idea of building a cruise around the 75th anniversary, the end of World War II. And that's where the idea started. And the thought was that we would bring together producers, directors, editors from PBS who were responsible for all of their World Wars film, to lecture about how they worked on World War I, II, Vietnam, and Korea, and what lessons they learned across all of those four projects. And at the same time, we wanted to pick an itinerary that would bring us to the beaches of Normandy and allow us to not only visit those beaches, but to bring on an expert on war history and strategy, and that was Lieutenant General Dan Christman, who will be joining us. So this is one of what Region 7 Seas calls their spotlight cruises. We've done 37 of these voyages, and we've been able to tap into the talent from PBS and NPR, producers, directors, filmmakers, and others who lecture on board these cruises. But this is a very special cruise designed around this anniversary. Again, idea prompted by some of our friends at the World War II Museum. All was set for June of 2020, but COVID hit. And so this has been postponed a couple times, but we're excited to do it next August from London to Amsterdam.
As I mentioned, Lieutenant General Dan Christman is with us in his very distinguished career. And General, I know you were once superintendent at West Point. I do my show from the Army-Navy game, Radio Row. I'm going there next week. And three or four years ago, I had Robert Caslin, General Caslin, on the show, who was superintendent at the time. And I reminded him that he had the same job that Robert E. Lee had. And then when he was superintendent, he called West Point a den of snakes. And he said it changed. But, yeah. But how about for you to go from cadet to superintendent? That must have been surreal.
All the snakes have been removed, Rick. That was also the job of Douglas MacArthur, yep. And we lived in that
wow.
house for 5 years when I was soup. No, it was a fantastic
wow.
experience. You know, anytime you're together with 18 to 23 year olds, there's a special energy. In fact, we're heading up to West Point and to New York City next week to be part of that excitement that you know so well. So yeah, it was an extraordinary career for me and a great 5 years.
And I'm going to be on the cruise with you. This is Jan Wall, and usually I lecture on cruises about World War II and the movies and all of this, but I'm going to be a passenger on this particular cruise ship, myself and my veteran husband. And what do I call you? What do you people call you? Well, I mean, how do I refer to you?
Oh, Jan, that's very thoughtful. Just Dan is the easiest.
Okay, good, Dan, good. So if I see you in the halls, it's, how you doing, Dan? Yeah. This
yes,
is such
absolutely.
An exciting cruise. I mean, my husband, his bucket list was to see the beaches at Normandy. I looked this cruise up. We paid for it. We're going. I am so excited. I would recommend this cruise. We've been on this particular ship before when I've lectured. And, my God, it's a beautiful ship. But more than that, it goes a whole full day to the beaches of Normandy with these brilliant people. I'm so excited.
Yeah, no, that's... Well, I am too, Jan. You know, for me, it'll be my fifth visit to Normandy. I went a few years ago, and actually with the history department at West Point, and they asked me to play Omar Bradley.
Wow.
In the course of this 7-day excursion, all that time was spent in and around Bayou and the 60 miles of the Normandy beaches. And as I've said, and as you sense, Jan, nobody who has visited those beaches comes away unmoved. And we'll spend most of our time, actually, at Omaha Beach, the American Cemetery. And then, you know, ideally, as I've said to Kevin, if you can schedule the tide charts so that when we visit there on, you know, in August at low tide, that's the best way just to appreciate what those soldiers of the U.S. 1st Division went through when they faced those incredible odds.
And
I'm sure Kevin could do that.
And and
good luck on that, Kevin.
Yeah, Dan, I wanted to ask you too, because you served in Vietnam right when it was, you know, 4 or 5 years before it started to wrap up. And you know, I think about the generals like you and General Powell, who recently passed, who of course was there as well. When you look back at that time, what are some of the, I mean, I know this is a big question, but what are some of the things that go through your head from your time serving as an officer in Vietnam?
Yeah, well, when I got promoted to flag rank, I didn't think about this at the time, Rick. You know, when you're in combat, I was with the 101st Airborne Division as a company commander, you don't think about the larger strategic issues. But, you know, as you step back from that conflict and, you know, and look at that period of the late 50s, you know, through 1975, that, you know, essentially the period of the Vietnam War, you just ask yourself, you know, as a lesson learned, what were the strategic interests that the U.S. had at stake in that part of the world that warranted the sacrifice of 58,000 lives? And I think, you know, as we go forward, as we question whether we're going to invest America's treasure, financial and most importantly, personal treasure, lives, what's the interest that's at stake that justifies those investments? Mm-hmm. And I think that's the most important lesson one takes away from Vietnam. Incredible bravery on the part of the American soldiers, airmen, who fought there, who flew there. But the lesson is, I think, that the strategic interests balanced against the investment that we're making.
My husband was also a officer for three duties in Vietnam, and it's amazing to hear those stories. He is going to be crazed to meet you. Also, I want to mention on board, we have a man who worked a long time, 30 years, with Ken Burns, the great documentarian who did the Vietnam War documentary, the Civil War documentary. I mean, so this is going to be quite exciting.
It really is.
I can't wait, Jim.
Each of these speakers represent a body of work that's extraordinary. And you're mentioning Eric Ewers, who is the editor for all the Ken Burns films. We selected him because he has a view of how to put together these stories and across all of these films. And he's worked for Ken for, as you said, over 30 years. He'll be on board. Stephen Eyes, who is the producer-director of The Great War, World War One, will be on board. Stephanie Carter, who is the executive producer of Secrets of the Dead for PBS, but also has done several war films, one called World War Speed and Bombing Auschwitz. She'll be on board in lecturing. Primarily when we're at sea. We're on sea days. We do all our lectures, and the whole program builds up to our visit to Normandy.
Well, it's fascinating stuff. It's going to begin August 23rd. It's going to start off in London. You're going to go down to the south coast there in Hampshire. You're going to go to Southampton. Then you're going to stop at St. Malo and Normandy. You're going to cruise the English Channel. And then you're going to get the Irish section, Dublin, then Holyhead, which is in Wales, and then back to Belfast and Northern Ireland, then Waterford, buy some crystal there. You go to St. Peter Port, which is in Guernsey, which is in the Channel Islands.
Gorgeous.
You land at Le Havre in France and go to Paris, and then the very beautiful city of Bruges, which is in, in Flanders in Belgium. And then you're going to end up in Amsterdam. Jan, I'm so jealous.
I know. And we saved a long time for this one, and we decided this is where we want to put our money. This is it. I mean, it just doesn't get better than this cruise.
No, we hope so. We think we've done this 37 times on Regent. We pick Regent for a reason. They're, you know, high-end, six-star customer experience.
Oh, yeah, it's gorgeous.
Luxury. Mm-hmm. So we're thinking the combination of Regent and certainly Dan Christman and the producers and directors we're bringing on board will make this a very special cruise for anyone who joins
us. Dan, I can't wait to meet you, Dan. Oh, boy. So excited.
Yeah, and Dan,
adolescent, but I'm excited.
Yeah, Dan, if next Friday, a week from today, if you're at Radio Row, I'd love to have you sit down in person. I'll be doing a 3-hour show from The Intrepid.
Oh, really? Oh, goodness sakes. Yeah. Well, we'll be in the city. We have a interest in a condo on the west side there. This year, as you may know, the gala, which is normally in the convention center in Philadelphia, is going to be in Ellis Island. So we're taking a ferry in the late afternoon over to Ellis Island, 5:30 or so.
Gosh.
But yeah, I think that's a fascinating venue for the Army Navy game this year.
No doubt about it. All right, we want to make sure everybody checks it out and the spotlight on the World Wars Voyager cruise. And this, of course, is with our guest Kevin Corcoran and Lieutenant General Dan Chrisman. Gentlemen, congratulations and thanks for stopping by.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick.
All right, great
bye
stuff.
Bye-bye. See you on board. Oh, boy, Regent is a really good line. This is going to be a blast.
I know. I'm hella jealous. But we will continue on with the show, Rick Tittle and Jam Wall. Come on back.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day. Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier with 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759. Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. That's 800-756-3744.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
You spent over a decade in the Middle East, and I just wanted to say that I'm a great fan of your work.
Well, thank you very much.
Don't interrupt me, please. Thank you. What did I just say? Do you know who I am?
Behold, the power of the night sword. Come and see the light's curse. Come to the hip.
You must be crazy. Use a DOG. And if you was my man, I would have been kicked you out of my house by now. This is what had happened.
All right, that's elaborate. Rick Tittle and Jen Wall with you all around the world on AFN and Coast to Coast Syndicated. We bring in our next guest. It is author Joe McBride, who is also a media professor at San Francisco State University. He has a book about Billy Wilder called Dancing on the Edge. And Joe, I'm glad I have Jan with us, because Jan, you are mad on Billy Wilder, aren't you?
Mad on Billy Wilder, but also mad on Joe McBride. I mean, his work is, I have all his books. He's a remarkable writer. And this new one, oh, I got it. It's, I can't even put it down, literally. It's just everything about Billy Wilder, who made great movies, Stalag 17, you know, Sunset Boulevard, Some Like It Hot. I mean, everything's in here. The Lost Weekend. I mean, you can't even, you know, Witness for the Prosecution.
So, Joe, when did you get the idea to put pen to paper and do a quintessential Billy Wilder book?
Well, I've been thinking about this book for more than 50 years. I started writing about him in 1970, and I was I became a fan of his in, 1959, when Some Like It Hot came out. I was 12 years old, and it opened up a whole new vista of sexuality to me, with guys running around dressed as women and Marilyn Monroe and their most real and sexy performance.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I got older, I began seeing more of those films that Jan mentioned. Ace in the Hole, a great film about newspapers.
My favorite. Ace in the Hole.
Great film about Hollywood, Sunset Boulevard. And, you know, so I began writing articles about him and interviewing him over the years. And I went on the set of his film, The Front Page, in 1974 and met him and I.L. Diamond, his co-writer, and Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau. And over the years, I had numerous interviews with Wilder, and I always had it in the back of my mind to write a book. And I started doing this in 2009. I was going to do a book on Ernst Lubitsch and Billy Wilder, because Lubitsch was Wilder's mentor. And then I soon realized that it was unwieldy to do, they're both great directors. So I finished a whole book on Lubitsch, and then I turned to Wilder 3 or 4 years ago and did a whole book on him.
Now, Billy Wilder, he started off in Eastern Europe. He went to Vienna. He was a musician. He drove a cab in Berlin. I mean, it's pretty crazy how he ended up in Hollywood as this great director.
Well, he's an exile several times over. He was born in what's now Poland, but it was part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, which collapsed in 1918. And he was in Vienna, and he was a newspaper guy, a newspaper reporter and magazine writer, and man about town, a very precocious young man. That happened in Berlin. He was dancing for money with at a hotel with ladies, some older ladies and even young ladies, and he had to perfect all the approaches and the grooming. And he wrote a fantastic newspaper series about it, 4-part series called "From Waiter, Bring Me a Dancer," which would make a great movie, actually.
Some Like It Hot, though. You know, he put some of that dancing in Some Like It Hot, I think.
Yeah. He has a great feeling for music, popular music. Mm-hmm. He loves American culture and popular music. And the dancing scenes are in a lot of his films, and hotel scenes. Mm-hmm. His father ran a hotel. And, you know, all that flowed into his films. But he had to flee Germany, where he was a screenwriter, because of Hitler, and then he spent a year in Paris and then came to Hollywood.
What was his relationship like with Jack Lemmon? Because I know, you know, he was in Some Like It Hot, he was in The Apartment. Did they have, I mean, they obviously, sort of like maybe a Spielberg-Tom Hanks type of relationship?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good analogy. I had lunch with the two of them. I gave Wilder the Los Angeles Film Critics Career Achievement Award, and Lemmon and Wilder were with us for lunch, and one time I was at Wilder's apartment, and Jack Lemmon popped over, and so I got to know him. He's a wonderful guy and a great actor, and Wilder loved him. He's a kind of everyman character. I mean, everybody could relate to him, especially in The Apartment, which Wilder, I asked him what was his best film, and he said The Apartment, and I said, why? And he said, because it's the best combination of comedy and drama I've done, and I've always been working for that. And Lemmon was the perfect guy, because he can do both so well.
And then in his gravestone, Billy Wilder, I'm a writer, but then nobody's perfect. I mean, that's his headstone. Obviously, that's what he wanted. What was the story behind that?
Well, his wife, Audrey, wrote that, actually. I don't think he would have written that, frankly, because Nobody's Perfect is a great line. The ending of Some Like It Hot, where Joey Brown is this kind of goofy millionaire who's got the hots for Jack Lemmon, who's dressed as a girl, and Lemmon doesn't quite know how to behave, but his inner female is coming out, and that's one reason people love this film today, because it's a gender-bending film. And at the end, Lemmon confesses he's a guy, and Brown says, well, nobody's perfect. And so Audrey put that on the tombstone, but he would never apologize for being a writer at all. He thought he was primarily a writer, you know. And so one thing in my book that I do that other books don't do as much is I go into great detail about his journalism, and I'm an old newspaper guy myself, and so I'm fascinated by how a lot of his films have ideas that come out of his newspaper work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he told me, I got to interview Wilder at the Directors Guild, and he told me that Double Indemnity was also a favorite, because for once he said he got it right. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, for once you got it right?
Yeah.
For
yeah.
once?
He got it right so many times, didn't he? And,
yeah.
Woody Allen once said that's the best.
Woody Allen said that's the best?
Oh, he said that was the best movie Wilder made. He said it's probably the best movie anybody ever made, he said, you know.
Right, Double Indemnity. Well, the casting was right, Wilder said. I mean, I said, why? And he said, the casting. Hmm. He said, for once, you know, so many movies, he didn't get his first choice. Like Sunset Boulevard, he did not get his first choices. And so this time he said he got all his first choices. That's what he said about Double Indemnity.
Great casting coup to cast Fred McMurray, who up to that time had always played a kind of amiable guy, kind of he played a jazz band leader in a film that Wilder wrote, and he was kind of a, you know, a wisecracking, nice fella. And so he's cast as this guy who's a regular guy, but he gets lured into a murderous plot with this psychotic woman played by Barbara Stanwyck, who's such a great actress. And even she was a bit daunted by that character, and Wilder said to her, are you an actress or a mouse? And she said, well, I'm an actress. And that was the thing to say to her, because she was very brave and gutsy and did it, you know. Mm-hmm.
And then it was Some Like It Hot, you know, as you mentioned, Jack Lemmon dressed as a girl and Tony Curtis. At the time, did everybody think, oh, that's just a lot of fun? Or were there like, you know, did the Bible Belt like lash out at that?
Well, the Legion of Decency was the organization that was policing films in those days, and I was a young Catholic kid, and I was governed by their rules, but somehow I made it to that film. It was called Morally Objectionable, in part for all, I think it was called, but I made it there, and I really had a good time, and I don't think we saw quite the depth of the film, at least, I mean, I was 12, I didn't see the depth, I just saw it as a fun romp. But it's really a serious film. It's actually a feminist film. My wife, who's a psychologist, told that to Billy Wilder, and he was kind of surprised. He said, hardly anybody tells me that. But it's about literally what it's like for men to walk around in women's shoes and experience what women go through.
Right. I know. It's like Tootsie that way. It is.
Yeah.
It's true. It's what women go through. And, you know, Marilyn, she has never been better as Sugar Cane, you know, the girl that always gets the fuzzy end of the lollipop. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, great dialogue.
Remarkable.
They're the greatest screenwriters. He wrote with Charles Bracken and later with I.A.L. Diamond. And I think that, you know, Howard Hawks and Billy Wilder were the only two directors who ever directed Marilyn twice. She was so difficult. But Wilder had a hard time with her, but... Hawks told me that he thought she was completely unreal. He said she was wonderful, but there wasn't anything real about her. But Wilder made her real in that film. She comes off as a real human being and a very poignant performance. And the crux of the film is that Tony Curtis is a cad who's been sexually exploiting her and leading her along. And then he comes to realize that he should treat her decently, and that's the point of the film. He becomes a mensch, as they say in The Apartment.
What would you, and I know these lists can be subjective, but just on the list of greatest directors of all time, am I assuming you have Wilder at number one?
Well, I've written books on, actually my favorite of all is John Ford. I've written two books on him, did a biography of him.
He was such a schmuck as a human being, you know, if you don't mind me saying, Joe. And Wilder wasn't such a schmuck, you know. I mean, Ford was just awful.
Yeah, but
I
you
mean,
get, well, you know, if you just judge him on his movies, not his personal life, right?
Right.
Yeah,
okay,
that's part
take
of
it back then.
Yeah, well, that's part of the thing. I mean, today where people often get those confused, I think it's important to separate that. Ford was a very contradictory
right.
guy. He was sometimes a terrible, abusive guy toward even his beloved actors. But he sometimes treated people really beautifully and wonderfully. But he was a very sensitive artist, and his films are very emotional and
he was a brilliant filmmaker, beyond brilliant.
So I love Orson Welles.
So would you put it number two?
Orson Welles and Jean Renoir and Yasujiro Ozu, the Japanese director. And I'll tell you something. I interviewed for my book Fernando Treba, who's a Spanish director. And when he got the Oscar for Bella Poke, he said, I'd like to thank God, but I don't believe in God. I only believe in Billy Wilder. So thank you, Mr. Wilder.
Wow.
What a great moment that was. And Wilder was mixing a martini in his home, and he dropped the bottle. And his wife screamed. So I interviewed Treba, a wonderful guy, and he said, you know, you could argue about who's the greatest director in the world, and he said several people are, you know, you could say Lubitsch or Ford or Hitchcock or Wilder or whatever, but he said, I could prove in a court of law that Billy Wilder is the greatest screenwriter in the world. And he said, it's not a matter of opinion, it's I could prove it under oath in a court.
Well, we want to make sure everybody checks out the book. It's called Billy Wilder, Dancing on the Edge with Joe McBride. Joe, you got a great radio voice. I'm sure you've heard that before.
Oh, well, thank you very much. That's nice coming from you. That's really nice to hear.
Yeah. All right. Everybody, make sure to pick up that book, and thanks for joining us. And
Thank you,
Jan.
No, it's so good.
Yeah, thank you. That's so nice to hear.
Great stuff. And Jan, on the other side, you got a rec for us?
I sure do.
I think I know what it is. Come back, everybody. It is Sports Byline.
The big stuff. Who do you think you are? It's the big stuff. You're never gonna get my love. Now because you wear all those fancy clothes.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
When you want to protect your IRA or 401k, don't trust it to just anyone's hands. It's your money. You earned it, and you deserve the best protection available. That's where Augusta Precious Metals comes in. We've provided gold and silver IRAs to thousands of Americans, including Joe Montana himself, the Hall of Fame quarterback. Augusta is trusted by all these people because we have a simple process requiring little more than a phone call to book an appointment for a one-on-one web conference on the benefits of buying gold inside your IRA. Our objective, to educate you on the economy and on the way Americans are using gold as an important part of their wealth protection plans. So do what Joe Montana did. Protect your IRA with gold and silver. Call Augusta Precious Metals right now.
800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251-0427.
Now you see that evil will always triumph because good is dumb.
Tittle always goes commando.
Couple minutes left with Jan Wall. Jan, what's going on? What do you recommend?
I recommend this. It just came out today. I am telling you, Spielberg does it again. Saving Private Ryan, Schindler's List, the same cinematographer has now, with Spielberg, has now given us West Side Story. This is the remake. I very rarely get excited over a remake, especially of a classic, a brilliant, beautiful, forever incredible classic as the original West Side Story was. This thing is good. It's excellent. He did a wonderful job, Spielberg. He opens it up. I mean, I'm not going to say it's better than the original. I don't believe anything's better than the original. It's perfect. But this is a very good film. It's so, you got to see it on the big screen.
Why?
He takes these characters.
No, I was just wondering, like, you know, when I grew up, you know, we all knew West Side Story, and I think it's interesting that Rita Moreno is in this one as well. But why would he spend $100 million remaking something that we already love?
That we already love, right. What he did, I think, is he wants young people to get hip to it, wants young people to see it because it's such a relevant story of the Jets and the Sharks and, you know, the idea of immigrants coming into New York and being accepted and thriving. And then also this great love story of Romeo and Juliet at the middle of it. It's really something for young people to see, a remake of it. And he opens it up, he casts it, so that Bernardo and Riff are not handsome, gorgeous guys like in the original. They're kind of like street thugs. And it's so beautifully done as they dance through the streets of Newark and Brooklyn and oh, it's just beautiful the way it's done. And the music, I was so nervous they were going to screw with, you know, Bernstein and Sondheim's music and Jerome Robbins dancing. I was so worried about that. And yet they are very loyal to it. It's I'm so glad it came out.
And real quick, the not an unknown, but a newcomer in Rachel Zegler is Maria. She pulls
Correct.
It off.
She's Maria, very much so. And so does Tony. Also someone we don't know
Ansel
very
Elgort.
Well.
So, he's a little
correct.
Bit bigger, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, it's really the entirety of the entire the film, the way it's done, that makes it
and
work.
And I bet you were singing along, right? Maria, I just met a girl named Maria.
Well, I'm more like boy, boy, crazy boy, be cool boy, got a rocket in your pocket. Be cool boy.
All right, I got a rocket in my pocket. I got to go. Jan, thanks for your time. As always, I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.